This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The Custer's Black Podcast, whatever that is.
So, you know, we'll have to lead on to the Man United game where...
Yeah.
That was, you know, that was going to take something very special to beat you that night, wasn't it? Was that the best game of your career?
I remember in that game, I remember coming for an ink-swinging free kick, coming to the box, and it was the 88th minute. I remember taking on my 6-yard box, catching it, and then I looked up at the clock. And I actually thought, I could play this game all night. I'd love it to go on all night. It wasn't even getting to a point where I was desperate for the clock to run down. I sort of just thought, I could just play this game all night. It felt great. Yeah, it was, I mean, people will say that to me. It was my best performance. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily agree because it's different when the ball's coming off the end of the boot of Cristiano Ronaldo or Wayne Rooney, and you're making saves. It seems a lot more glamorous than it is playing. You know, no disrespect, the way at Preston or home to Preston the game before, and I had a good performance in that game. The week before, I think we played Coventry, and again, another good game against Coventry. But you're making saves from, you know, you're not making saves from Cristiano Ronaldo, are you? You're not making saves from Wayne Rooney. So people will say that to me, but I think I thought I was fortunate enough to have performances of similar levels against, obviously, weren't against Manchester United, the biggest team in the world at the time.
Remember as well in the game after that when we obviously played Tottenham. You played well that night as well, and we get done by an offside goal.
Yeah, again it was another great night. But it was something that I wanted. I wanted to be playing in those sort of places. I wanted to be playing against those sort of teams. And again, it was a similar game. I didn't want that one. I didn't want it to end. I was gutted. I was fuming when he scored the throw because obviously it was offside. But I wanted it to go to penalties because I fancied myself in penalties as well. I sort of thought I could, you know, if it went to penalties, we'd win the game. And again, it was a good night for me personally. I had a lot of work to do that night, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. That's what I wanted. I wanted to constantly be under pressure. I wanted to constantly be tested. Like I said, it's different when Jermaine Defoe's, Berbatov's at the time, whoever else was playing at the time, when it's happening from these guys, people make a big fuss about it. The national papers made a big fuss. You know, they constantly were ringing me after Man United. They're constantly ringing me after Tottenham. But I'm like, come down the road, so we're still doing this sort of thing week in, week out. You know,
it's come and watch me against, yeah.
And I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but I felt like I was still performing like this even in the league, you know, on a in front of 10
fans. Yeah,
you
know, I don't I don't think supporters were shocked when you've had this amazing game against Man United, because yeah, by this point we've seen you do it for about 5-6 years at this time.
Yeah, it was a fantastic night. You know, obviously personally, but for the team and just for the football club, I mean, that's something that, you know, no one will ever forget, you know, in the club's history. It was a fantastic night. And you don't realise at the time what you've just done. You don't realise what you've achieved, you know. I know it was just a one-off cup game, but to beat that team was unbelievable. Unbelievable, you know. I think they went and beat Roma in the Champions League with a similar team, like 2-3 weeks later, 7-1.
Yeah.
You know, so it was unreal. So it was... just fantastic. It was a fantastic period of time, not just for us, but for the fans as well. You know, what a time for the fans it must have been. So we're just delighted to be part of it. But it was great. I always remember the night of Man United going out and warming up. So we used to go out and warm up with my goalie coach, Lee Turner. And we used to go out quite early. And leading up to the game, I think they played Crewe the game before and they put the kids out. So leading up to the game, I remember doing an interview with a newspaper, I can't really remember who, and they were asking me about the team, and I was saying, look, you know, for me, I'd love it if they put the big guns out, whether they will or they won't, don't know. And I was out warming up, and I was doing some handling drills and some movement drills with Lee. And I didn't know the team at the time. I didn't know what team they'd put out. So I was out warming up, catching the ball, and they read our team out, and then they read theirs out. So as the name started reeling off, me and Lee are looking at each other, like, whoa, here we go, like that. And we finished our set of 8 or 10 or whatever it was, and I remember he came up to me and he went, I think you might be busy tonight, Flavs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.